Some years ago, Charles Schulz ran his first picture. There we go. Charles Schulz ran his very first cartoon of Snoopy and Charlie Brown at Thanksgiving. I couldn't find that particular strip, but this illustrates the very first cartoon about Thanksgiving that Charles did. In it, everybody's going to have Thanksgiving dinner. He comes out and serves Snoopy the dog food, okay? And in that strip, Snoopy took a look at the dog food and said, "This isn't fair. The rest of the world is eating turkey with all the trimmings, and all I get is dog food." And there was a panel where Snoopy was staring at the dog food. And then the final panel said what has now become famous: "Well, at least I'm not the turkey." All right. Folks, whenever we begin to think that life is unfair and we begin to think that we really don't have anything to be thankful for, then we need to turn again to the first letter to the Thessalonians to be reminded of how we should be thankful. Let's read this scripture together. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. And let's read it together. Are you ready? "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." The word of God for the people of God. So this is a picture of the wonderful actress Helen Hayes. Helen was married to Charles MacArthur and they had a son. And she's so famous, by the way, she's one of the only few people that won a Grammy, an Emmy, an Oscar, and a Tony. She was in many plays and many movies and TV shows where she was at the Thanksgiving meal, okay? But there's a story that is told of her about the very first time that she ever fixed a turkey at home. And the story is that she told Charles MacArthur and her son, "I know this is the very first time I ever fixed a turkey, and here's what we're going to do. I'm going to go in the kitchen, and I'm going to bring it out, and I'm going to sit it down, and if it tastes awful, I don't want to hear a single word from you. We'll put on our coats, and we'll go down to the restaurant and eat." And so she goes into the kitchen. She comes back out, and her husband, Charles MacArthur, and her son are wearing their coats sitting at the table. And folks, I'm just telling you today, it is a very good thing that I am not responsible for cooking the holiday lunch that we're about to eat in the kitchen, because I'm afraid something like that might happen to me. For so many of us, Thanksgiving, the holiday, is really just one time a year. Thanksgiving lunch or dinner, the holiday luncheon that we're sharing today, those meals are the way that people think they need to be thankful, and that's the only time that they need to be thankful. But giving thanks to God is not just something that we do one time a year. And that's what we want to talk about today. And we want to talk about being blessed with 287 years of ministry here at Slash Church. We do have a great abundance in America. We can buy most anything we want. We have the money. We have the freedom because of these veterans that we recognized today. We have this precious gift of being able to travel, to be with family, you know, during the Thanksgiving holiday. We are truly blessed. Counting our blessings and giving thanks is certainly what Thanksgiving is all about, not just the meal. We, of all people, really need to be thankful, and not just on a special day that we set aside for it. And I think at Slash, we are an example to others. I want to echo really what you were saying earlier about our giving this past year. Nearly $24,000 so far, and we have not yet given our gifts at Christmas or the last of our Disciple Mission Fund giving for the year. We know what it means to be thankful and return to God a portion of what we have received. How is it that we can translate that into our daily lives and into the world? I heard a story about a little six-year-old boy who was invited out to lunch at a neighbor's home. And when everybody was seated at the table, the food was served and the little boy was puzzled. Next slide, Ruthie. Because they didn't start praying immediately, the boy said, excuse me, are we going to say thank you to God? And the family that he was eating with said, no, we don't usually take time for that. And the little boy said, oh, you're just like my dog. You start right in. You know, we really ought to be thankful every day, at every meal, in every way, because of all of these blessings that we have received. We should model our thanks to God every chance that we get. And I would propose that one of our sins, one of the things that all of us do from time to time, is ingratitude. We really aren't grateful enough for all of the blessings of our lives. How can we show God that we are more grateful? And I was thinking, to poke fun at my family, I made a list of things that I was thankful for that I don't think in this past year that I told God that I was thankful for. So, first thing was, I was thankful for the automatic dishwasher, okay? When I was a kid, washing dishes, was a family chore. And I'm really thankful for that dishwasher because we just have, don't we, enough time to get everything put away before the evening snacks start again, you know, to make another round of things dirty. And I'm thankful for the tools that my family has given me, you know, to do the small repair jobs around the house. I was thinking about this because I am just smart enough to mess everything up so I can call in the professionals, okay? And I'm thankful for all of these children in my life who put everything away and clean everything up. I'm especially thankful when they go back to their house after they visited my house. Yes? And that's really not true either. That's really a joke. I don't think the neighbor kids put things away, do they either? But there are so many ways that we can be thankful. In things that we have that I have not said to God, I am grateful for. So, I'm saying during the season of Thanksgiving that it's not really anger or pride or greed. I am saying it's ingratitude. I must remind myself this time of year as we think about Thanksgiving to be thankful at all times in every way in my life. And the truth is at times when I'm feeling down and think that I really don't have anything to be thankful for, it's not the world, it's me. It's me. I need to look and examine myself. Everyone has many things that they can be thankful for. We can say thank you to God many times a day. I have it on good authority that God will never get tired of it. Amen. Amen. We come to our time.